This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We knew that they would have a new attack ready for Trump when he dominated, almost getting double the votes of the second place winner, Marco Rubio, in Nevada. And ahead of Super Tuesday next week, Trump is set to have a tsunami win. He's suddenly surging to a dead tie in major polls with Senator Ted Cruz in his home state, Texas. He is clearly going to probably beat Rubio coming up in Florida. The system is in panic as Drudge Report comes out with the headline that he is the nominee of the people, Donald J. Trump. And so we talked to Trump insider Roger Stone a few days ago. He's going to be in studio Friday. He said the new attack will be that Donald Trump is mafia, and Donald Trump is corrupt, and Donald Trump's finances. We've seen the IRS persecute Christians and gun owners and veterans. We know they've done it openly. MSNBC said it's good. Persecute people. They deserve it. They're the racist Tea Party. And so you can't work in places like New York City and not run into some of that stuff with businesses. They're digging into that. A decade ago, somebody that he did a little bit of construction with got indicted. This is the type of garbage they're going to use. And the reason I'm shooting this special report is we've got the articles, we've got the clip where Mitt Romney was on Neil Cavuto at about, 3 o'clock Central on this Wednesday and was going, I don't know what the dirt is and I don't know what the financials are. And I'm not saying I've seen it or it even exists. But I got to tell you, you know, there's going to be something big in the finances of Trump. And, boy, we just don't want to go with him and have Hillary get in. Well, they can make stuff up about Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or anybody else, but they won't if those people play ball. Trump says he wants to audit the private Federal Reserve. He doesn't want multinational corporations that are based here to be tax exempt. That's not fair. He said he wants to control our borders and have sovereignty. He's against political correctness. He wants the 28 pages on Saudi Arabia and 9/11 to be released and the Bushes. Nobody else is doing that. This is so positive. It's so populist. He's riding that wave. They've tried to cheat him at every level, but it's failed because the people have seen through it. And I think the establishment is going to have even bigger problems if they continue to try to go against the will of the people and the huge awakening that's happening. Now, Trump may not be perfect, and he might turn into a man on a white horse, but we know the establishment we have now has been running things into the ground and wants to make us poor so they can micromanage us because they've already stolen the wealth. These people are not capitalist. These people are fascist, using socialism to domesticate the population. Now let's go to this clip and understand they're scared of Donald Trump, and this is the next big push.
The fact that he is so aggressive in avoiding any discussion of taxes, of his taxes, and is not willing to put them out so far, suggests that there's something in there he doesn't want us to see. Frankly, I think we have good reason to believe that there's a bombshell in Donald Trump's taxes.
Listening to Governor Romney and the issue that he just brought up.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I think that Donald Trump's going to have some explaining to do. I think that every question is going to go back to that. And you've got Hillary Clinton on one side who's...
Notice how it's key scripted points that they're both saying in unison on Cavuto's show with Cavuto sitting there nodding his head. This is the establishment scripting everything. Rupert Murdoch is on record as a Hillary supporter. This is Hillary through Fox News trying to take out Donald Trump.
Well, if you can't stand the heat, you ought not get in the kitchen. It's kind of the old saying about running for the presidency of the United States. They're going to ask you about everything. And if you don't have a legitimate answer, I don't know or I'm not going to tell you is not appropriate.
So we've got Mitt Romney. We've got Rick Perry, the guy that lied and said Gardasil shots with the law in Texas. We've got all these establishment Republicans coming out and saying, we don't know what's in there, but it's going to be bad. It's going to be big. I can barely even know what's going on in my own daily life with my checkbook and my life because I'm running so much stuff. And my life's probably 1/20th as complex running a major media operation as Donald Trump's. So now we already know what the attack is from Stone. Again, they're going to go in to maybe one, maybe two people that he's worked with in huge construction deals out of hundreds he's done that ended up to be bad people and claim that he's tied in with that. We know Hillary and Obama financed ISIS to kill tens of thousands of Christians in living in Syria.
The full video is up on InfoWars.com. Leaked the Republican plan.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
We've got it. Mr.
Spencer coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important Thursday worldwide broadcast, the 25th day of February, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours of a very important transmission lined up for you, obviously. We have two pieces of giant news that are so over the top, they've got my heart racing, and that never happens on air. Number one, they had a high-level New York Times employee columnist come out and say, we need to kill Donald Trump. And then put a video out from a film of a populist politician basically being assassinated or trying to be assassinated by Christopher Walken. And, of course, who he's trying to assassinate is the person running for president played by Martin Sheen. It's bizarre. I know both those guys. But expanding on this, it's the left's praise of it and their tweets saying, yes, let's kill Donald Trump. Now, I wonder, if he's found dead with a pillow over his face and there's no autopsy, Will you be a conspiracy theorist to call for law to be enforced and for there to be an investigation? We're going to go over this in great detail. It's top linked right now on DrudgeReport.com. New York Times columnist jokes about assassination attempt ending Trump's campaign. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. And then at the bottom of the report is a very powerful video I shot yesterday for the Infowars Nightly News, leaked, New Republican plan to destroy Trump. We played part of that report, but not the finale, at the start of the last segment. Some stations don't carry that first segment. So that's up on Infowars.com. Both of those in that article are extremely, 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 extremely important, and I'm asking all of you InfoWarriors to pass that story on to everyone you know. We're going to be going over it in great detail. Separately, I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning working on this, and Paul Joseph Watson is working on a story right now, so is Kit Daniels. And quite frankly, they already had stories ready to go, and I said, stop. We don't follow the news. We lead the news. And on this piece of Scalia news I'm about to cover, when I woke up this morning and saw a text message from Joe Biggs and one from Leanne McAdoo, it blew me away. It was in the Washington Post. It was also in the Daily Mail and a bunch of other publications. And when I read it, I knew exactly what they were doing. We had Clinton insider Larry Nichols on yesterday, who did talk to one of the surviving conservative justices. I think you can guess who we're talking about. I don't know the point of not just admitting who it is. The government already sent feds out to Nichols' house to threaten him. But I won't say the name. And he said there is a federal investigation about to start, a special investigator, special counsel, and there's a private investigation. Dick Cheney said, quote, no comment, when he was asked by the media. And then I get up at 6 o'clock this morning, stumble into the bathroom, put water on my face, brush my teeth. That's just my ritual. Then I go into the shower, take a hot shower for 5 minutes, take a second shower after I work out, a long one. It's just my ritual. And I went in and sat down at the coffee table and turned on my iPad, and it was mirroring text from Leanne and Biggs at like 1 in the morning. They weren't together, but they were both texting me then. And I saw the headline. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of his secretive society of elite hunters. Man, they're good at spinning stuff. Man, they're good at engaging in disinformation. This Poindexter fellow was in black ops in the Army, not just in Vietnam, but all over the world. Nichols, who was involved in Iran-Contra as a commando, leading teams, says he's basically been at this guy's ranch, the one they would run out of one country into another down in Central America. That was yesterday. You add to that that they would spin this and say that it was a hunting secret society. I am, other than the people that are in these cults, the leading outside expert on them. But let me just give you a crash course before we go into this article, then I'm getting into Trump. Then we're going to have video reports, the photos, exclusive intel inside that ranch at the bottom of the next hour. there was a renaissance starting in about 1500 in Europe that was unseating the Catholic Church's power and the nobility's power, who ran monopolies and wouldn't let anybody basically be a cobbler who made shoes or anything else seen as industrial unless you were given a certification license by the nobility. And that caused the Dark Ages because they didn't want any competition. The Dark Ages from about 410 all the way up till about 1500, more than 1,000 years. You can also call it the Middle Ages, a shorter period in there. And if you understand this, you understand the entire system of the battle in the West for the future. The Roman Empire falls. Later, the Byzantine Empire falls to the Muslims in Constantinople. Rome almost falls in the 800s. There are crusades out of France and England led by the Norse, the Vikings, who had conquered England and France. The Norse, who also founded Russia, crush the invaders. In six different major invasions, killing millions on both sides. Almost depopulating the Middle East and areas of Europe. A death battle. By the 1400s, people are sick of the tyranny of the monopolies, of the nobility and the church, and they begin to use what's left of ancient masonry and ancient pre-Christian secret societies that I would not call satanic. Definitely occultic and hidden. To try to form a system to challenge the establishment and bring in a new enlightenment. They team up with the Rosicrucians, an ancient Christian sect predating Roman Catholicism and the Orthodox Church both. But they were mystics. Those groups merge. And from the middle of the 1400s to the 1760s, they had overthrown the real power of the monarchies, had started the Reformation, and had driven a tyrannical form of Catholicism out of much of Europe. Incredible prosperity was booming. Monopolies were being broken. Power of the people under different acts like Magna Carta expanding through were empowering the people. Comparatively, none of it was perfect. Both sides had problems. Both sides began to infiltrate each other. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. Christians and Masons that actually followed Christ by that point, Christian Masons, launched their operations in the colonies and believed they were finally going to have a truly free country to empower humanity. And the goal was to end slavery, empower women. It had to be done in phases. They launched the entire operation that was Francis Bacon's plan, the New Atlantis. They defeat the British Empire that no one had ever stopped. Working with the French that had launched their own plan. The problem was the German Illuminati, led by Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit, had launched a counter-revolution secretly in the 1760s, and when he saw the 1776 revolution launch, he went operational with their counterfeit 1776. I know this from George Washington. He wrote a bunch of letters on it, but it's also in the histories. So you got George Washington in the West battling the head of the Illuminati, a Satanist, in the East. Classic battle. And they killed him. They poisoned him. They bled him to death. He was poisoned. They came in. They bled him to death. They killed George Washington. He was getting ready to come back into politics and face them. They killed him. And so there's been a battle between the German, and they're not German, but it's German-based, Bavarian Illuminati and the Western New Atlantis Renaissance group, which is the real Illuminati. They never called themselves that. They said, we're the Enlightenment. So the Illuminati said, oh, we're the light. They launch their counterfeit populist operation. They come in and they infiltrate. You can read Weisop's writings because one of his letter couriers got struck down with a big manual that had copies of it to be given to other members in France. He got struck by lightning. This is an Encyclopedia Britannica, by the way. This is not my opinion. He got struck down. And again, I'm an expert on this. Discovery Channel, History Channel, interview me. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I know the stuff 33rd degree Masons know, okay? And I learned it from research and historical information. It's all hidden right there. And so what happened is this group branded itself, and Weishaupt said, we'll take over the hunting societies and lodges for men that like to hunt, like the company of, you know, guys sitting around drinking beer, the deer hunters. We will take over the reading societies and the literature societies and the music societies, and then we will take over the sexual secret societies. There's a lot of folks wanted to be able to have sex with more than one person, or maybe they were gay or whatever, so there were sexual secret societies. And he said, we'll claim that we support all of these and that we're the original progenitors of these, and we'll claim that we're the Rosicrucians and the Christians and the Merovingians and all of it. And then our plan is total dominance and control to get rid of the church and to get rid of Christianity and get rid of the Muslims as well and set ourselves up as absolute Luciferians over the world. So when you read about Justice Scalia dying and there's a pillow over his head and they got private jets at the airport, but he's not put on those, that, by the way, he flew in on, that's now confirmed. And then they drive him to another town, and they act all suspicious, and they change their stories. Obviously, something was being covered up. Now, I would say a 98% chance they killed him before because of all the suspiciousness and the behavior. Now it's a 90% chance somebody killed him, maybe less, because it could have been they were involved in a bunch of rituals. Who knows who was out there? They don't want this to come out. They wanted to clean it up. That place looks like something out of The Shining, as our crew said, not just Day of the Dead stuff, which isn't satanic. It's about celebrating your ancestors. I've looked at it. November 30th, it's not Halloween, nothing to do with it. Some of the occultists have jumped on the bandwagon, but there were sculptures there we're going to be showing later for TV viewers and radio listeners that aren't just, you know, Mexican mask or voodoo mask. Some of it is occultic, but actual sculptures of Satanism and children being sacrificed. So the bottom of the next hour, we're going to get to that in detail. But I want to be clear. I'm not saying Scalia was part of a satanic order. But they're now being forced in the Washington Post to go, okay, there was a secret society meeting. It's a Christian Catholic society of hunters that was around for 300 plus years. And the Nazis destroyed it because they wouldn't make Hermann Göring the head of it, who was a big huntsman. And they dumb it all down. And now we're just admitting it. Then they go to say it was reconstituted in the 1960s at Bohemian Grove, north of San Francisco. So then you have to have the whole history of that. I'm the guy that snuck in successfully, infiltrated, got the only footage out. Everybody else has been arrested or imprisoned. I was able to do it by the grace of God. It itself is a German death cult Illuminati. So is Skull and Bones, 1832. And a president, Taft, a member of Skull and Bones on the East Coast, founded by the Bavarian Illuminati, that's on record, in 1832 in the U.S., 50-something years after it was founded in Germany, Lodge 322, by the 1870s was already traveling here before he was president and taking over the Bohemian Grove that was a writer's club and a party club to bring prostitutes to, basically, female prostitutes that Mark Twain and others attended. They kicked them all out, took it over by the 1900s, and presidents began traveling there, and they brought up Bavarian Illuminati rituals there. Now, we have this from Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor, author of Men and Powers of Political Retrospective. He writes about it. He goes, we have our own groves. We do our own Illuminati rituals. It's a public book. He goes, more gets done at Bohemian Grove than the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and our own Bavarian groves where we do rituals. He goes, it's the most important grove in the world. And in my film, I have the book, I open it, I show screenshots, and I show the text. In my film, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove, and part two of that is The Order of Death. They're both free online at YouTube. You can buy them in DVD and higher res at InfoWarsStore.com. But I digress. And we'll have some B-roll from my films later in the next hour. This will be a day long remembered. Now, Bohemian Grove is founded by the Illuminati, so is Skull and Bones. Then it founds other chapters under it at a southwest Texas, on the border, 30,000-acre ranch with a black ops commander connected to Iran-Contra, who gets presidential awards from Obama, and Scalia dies there with two private wide-body jets, one of them he flew in on with his best friend, and he's not put on that and flown back to D.C. that takes 3 hours. He's driven 3.5 hours to El Paso. We knew there was a cover-up. And they may have covered up the circumstances because it was Valentine's Day and Mr. Scalia wasn't with his wife. He was out in the middle of nowhere, 100 miles from any town. Now, I don't know what went on, but I know what goes on at Bohemian Grove that Scalia has attended. And it's in my films. And it's what Wayne Madsen hinted at and got into. And that is all men massively gay overtones, but a lot of the men are not bisexual or homosexual. And then in town, there are hotels and a golf course where it's chock full of hundreds of the top prostitutes, female of the world, that arrive. And this has been in Time Magazine, Newsweek, you name it, articles about it. And when I snuck in there 16 years ago, I was pretty good looking, and I now realize why I was able to get in. Mike Hansen was a good-looking fellow as well. You can see in the footage. And we were getting whistled at by people. We had to hide out basically under a building until dark because guys were coming up trying to grab our butts. And I'm talking about billionaires, folks. There's only like 1,000, 1,500, you know, members tops. They can each have one guest. I'm not saying Clint Eastwood goes there and he's a bad guy. Most people going there are not bad. They have amazing music, food, all of it. Over 100 camps inside. It's inside a gorge on the Russian River. It's beautiful. One of the prettiest places in the world. Looks like Bavaria. And looks like the Black Forest. And that's the outer room to be invited to that. And then you get into the deeper Illuminati if you get vetted and if they like you. It is a way to get to know you socially and let your hair down. And again, it's in my films that break all of it down in great detail. So, Scalia spent his last hours with members of his secretive society of elite hunters. That's how they spent it. They claim it's a order of St. Hubertus, founded more than 300 years ago in Germany and Austria. And reportedly, Poindexter is a member of it, and he's at the table, surrounded by all this occultic regalia. Scalia is an officer of it, and this is a dead society destroyed by the Nazis that's resurrected at the Bavarian spinoff in Northern California, Bohemian Grove. Now, I told you about the Order of Death, a very important 800-page book that I've read twice, written by Heinz, I think Hubert's the name, funny it's Hubertus is the saint. And I read it in other historical books, but this was from declassified documents. The Nazis were getting rid of the old Illuminati because they didn't want anything that stood in their way. And so, because the leader of it wouldn't basically put Hermann Göring, head of the German Luftwaffe, Hitler's left-hand man, in charge of it, they killed the leader of the order, and that's in the Washington Post, and in the Daily Mail, because they wouldn't let them take it over. And that's in Order of the Death's Head, that they were taking out the different Illuminati spinoff groups, the Masonic groups, all of them, that didn't fully turn over their entire secret organization to the Nazis. So people like to make these jokes. Oh, Jones says German death cults run it all. Germans, you know, Illuminati. Well, no, it started there, but it's a worldwide system of control, and that's what it is. So who could make this up that we'd have five reporters down there showing all the occultic iconography? Who could make this up that I'm in the middle of Bohemian Grove and that Joe Biggs tweeted out and put on his Instagram? We're going to show it later. We're going to line all this stuff up and just show it all to you. Saying this is like Bohemian Grove 2.0. Well, it turns out it is the Texas Bohemian Grove. And they've got other ones around the country as well. These are real Illuminati chapters. And strangely enough, you know, I wasn't invited into chapters like these that were low level or a bunch of drug heads acting like Satanists. When I was a teenager, I was actually invited in to the feeding groups in Dallas into a Bavarian Illuminati satanic organization. So my whole life has been connected to this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. Right now, fighting with you.
There was a move to enlighten humanity. There was a move to empower the individual. There was a major move for free will, led by Christians. But not the Christians you see in these big establishment churches, most of which are run by big, long-tailed devils who know full well what they're part of, deceiving you, the profane, suppressing you, making you slaves. Well, I'm here to break the chains. You can break them as well. I'm here to see the rise of humanity. I'm here to see us truly in power. And the false Illuminati will be broken. Broken on God's knee. And will fall into a trillion pieces. The wreckage of a twisted system that invaded and suppressed civilization. Human potential will not be suppressed. To the stars and beyond, we are coming. Instead of going to these churches, you don't need to go into these churches, folks. Almost all of them are run by the system. There are men who want to be gods, high priests that want to have you fall before them instead of fall before God and be lifted up by angels. All right, let's get back to this epic news. I mean, Washington Post, you name it. Oh, hey, he was in a secret society. It's a hunting society. Yeah, founded in Germany 300 and something years ago, founded in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Yeah, and sure, there's a place called Bohemian Grove that resurrected it and after the Nazis destroyed it in the early 40s. And yeah, there's black op commanders that get special awards from Obama that are part of it. And Scalia died, and they didn't take him back on the private jet, and there was no security there, and they just wanted to all be alone out there on the 30,000 acres with skulls and demon faces everywhere, and we have the footage of bizarre demons eating little children. We haven't shown that footage yet for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show. In fact, can we roll some of that footage that actually shows the... Yeah, look at this. A dead woman with a demon above her in a ritual. And when they pan down, there's little dead children there on the altar. Yeah, that's not the footage I saw this morning. That's some shaky, weird footage. We've got some other good footage I saw back there. But, you know, our problem is we've just got so much footage of all of this. And then Joe Biggs Instagrammed out SSG Biggs, sitting at the very chair where Scalia sat for dinner that night with all the demon and devil mask behind him. And then right behind that, just is more, you know, endless rooms of a bizarre satanic memorabilia. Isn't that just interesting? So Scalia, Justice Scalia, spent his last hours with members of this secretive society of elite hunters. So, okay, guys, we got trouble. The help knows it was a secret society. The help knows something weird went on. They got investigators. There's a federal investigation being launched that we told you about first here yesterday. This is them talking. We got to go ahead and get ahead of this being a secret society, a Bavarian Illuminati deal. What do we do? Well, our feeder groups are hunting clubs, sex clubs, and reading clubs. And so the front for this is a hunting club. And so we'll just go ahead and run with that. And that's what they did. Because, again, the hunting clubs, the hunting secret societies, this is one of the most elite in the world, are the feeders into the real Illuminati, which is why Bohemian Grove, the real Illuminati in the U.S., Skull and Bones, created. It was created by the German death cult. German death cult was the granddaddy that gave birth to Skull and Bones. That was the daddy and the mommy that gave birth to Bohemian Grove. And now Bohemian Grove's grown up. It's over 115 years old, and it's a big boy now. And it's given birth to this. It's been around for decades. And they've got these things in Texas. They've got them in Tennessee. They've got them in New York. You've seen Eyes Wide Shut, folks. And there's different flavors, different variants. They worship different goddesses and different gods, but they all lead back to the same thing. So it's a big deal to have Scalia die in the middle of a secret society meeting. Should there be an investigation now? Well, reportedly, from a good source, there is an investigation federally, but also privately starting. So what other revelations are going to be coming out? Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we are digesting all of this info. And we are going to be breaking it all down here today, coming up at the middle of the next hour. And we have a special report that I've shot on this subject as well 15 years ago that we're going to be re-airing here. Just a snippet from my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Now, some will argue and spin this, these are just Mexican masks. Yeah, from Santeria and voodoo, folks. and they have found thousands of dead bodies over the border in that very area of Mexicans sacrificed. That's even been in Texas Monthly, but it's not even really known. They don't really make movies about it. It is so dangerous and dark down there. Very romantic, very mysterious. And most of these masks, you notice, are devil mask and demon mask. There's so many other masks down there. And you know, you could decorate a place with all the great Spanish and Mexican culture stuff. But instead, oh, let's just go with devil stuff everywhere. And then the books, as Kit Daniels points out, are about the fall of civilization, Rome, the Nazis, world government, the Illuminati. That's what this is all about. So that's who really rules this planet. And they robbed the Renaissance. They took over the real Illuminati. You know, Christ, light of the world. Who's the devil? The angel of light, the false light, masquerading as God. And just like Bohemian Grove, they've got the sculptures of the devil murdering women and children and tearing them limb from limb. And Justice Scalia dies in the middle of this, and they have to admit it was a German, Austrian, Hungarian secret society. And Joe Biggs says it's like Bohemian Grove 2.0 last week. And it is created by Bohemian Grove, the Washington Post. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of the secretive society of elite hunters. And now we know who the secretive friend is he traveled with. And there's jets on the tarmac ready to get him out. And they didn't. They drove him out and made sure there was no autopsy. Daily Mail. Justice Scalia spent his final hours in the company of a secret society of hunters that has existed since the 1600s. As a researcher and a top expert on this, I've infiltrated one of these events, and I was attempted to be inducted into it as a teenager repeatedly. I mean, I'm talking 20-bedroom mansions and stuff, okay? I'm not talking about some crackhead over here acting like they're a Satanist or somebody wearing a pentagram, you know, around their neck and a rock band wanting power. They think the devil gave them power when God gave them that talent. The devil's trick is he gives you confidence that you already had. And let me tell you, you get into powerful circles of people, most of them are into the occult, and most of them think the devil gave them their success. I'll tell you this. I'd give it over a 90% chance, about a 90% chance that Scalia met with foul play. A 100% chance there's a cover-up. But I've gone from a 98% chance there was foul play to you got a little bit of heart problems, you're overweight, you take Viagra, you're down there by yourself on Valentine's Day, and you die of a heart attack, and then they don't know what to do, and it's the middle of a big party, and then let's just get his body over here to a county we control. Let's not put him back on a jet, get to D.C., and the different federal hospitals there are going to do an autopsy because they've done it with Ron Brown and a bullet in his head. They got good people in the government. They said Pat Tillman was murdered, the Army colonel that did the autopsy. There are a lot of good people in our government. I got to say, I used to bash the government all day, but at professional level, at the military brass level, and they're more informed and care more than the general public. That's why I don't want to be enemies with the feds, because a lot of them are some of the best people there are. They don't want the feds getting them. They sent him 300-plus miles to have his blood drained and to embalm him and then ship him back. It was all done secretively. So did he die like Errol Flynn in the saddle? Or was he murdered? It's a 99% chance he either died in the saddle or was murdered. Now, that's the criminology prime projection. And I'm not bragging, folks, but I've proven it. I know what I'm talking about. Notice I'm right in the middle of it. I'm the one guy to infiltrate Bohemian Grove. Did it again. Told the History Channel they were being set up. History Channel got arrested. I didn't. I'm not bragging. I know what I'm talking about. We come out. We say it looks like it's occultic. We're investigating it. Looks like Bohemian Grove. Boom. It is a Bohemian Grove satellite. There is a cover-up. There must be an investigation. The question is, who does it? So we're proving right again. Just like I told you Saturday, watch. I bet there's not an autopsy. Wasn't an autopsy. The law flouted. The law ignored. What else do I have to be right about before people start listening to what we're saying? This is a Bavarian Illuminati cult. It is the dominant cult in our government, and I've explained this. And the Nazis get so mad at me out there, that's why they attack me more than Benjamin Netanyahu. You go to all the major Nazi sites, I am the number one hated by the Nazis and the number one hated by the Southern Poverty Law Center and one of the top hated by the ADL. Why does the left-wing Jewish group hate me? Why does the foundation-run, offshore-run Southern Poverty Law Center hate me? Why do the white supremacists hate me so much? Because they're all run by the same people to create a racist dialectic. Let me tell you, when you get up to the highest levels of Hollywood or corporate world, they're not worshiping the Talmud, even if they're Jewish, and a lot of them are Jewish. They're not worshiping, Jesus if they're Catholic. They're not, if they're Muslims, they're not following Muhammad. Whether it's the Saudi royalty or whether it's the liberal elites or the royal family of England, they are worshiping Lucifer, the morning star. He's the god of this world. And so the Supreme Court justice at the key time died. And they say he's an officer in the group in an Illuminati meeting. Now, let's be clear. Scalia did a lot of good things. He did some bad things. And most people in a pyramidal or compartmentalized cult structure do not get into the ninth circle. You may have heard of that from Dante, but they have six, seven, eight, or nine circles. Then they have circles within the final circle of compartmentalization. These are the original intelligence networks. And so most people are inducted. Hey, it's a hunting lodge. In fact, they talk about the most moral. You induct them into a hunting lodge, or you induct them into... They had Christian organizations that were fronts that were going to help the poor, and that way you control everybody, get their money, have them under your control, you can watch them. And the Illuminati papers talk about this. Adam Weishaupt's about we must get all the moral men, we must get the best people. And so there's a very good chance Scalia was out there as part of just the corporate minutes of this hunting ancient society that was refounded by Bohemian Grove, and that someone was brought in and he was taken out. That's the prime analysis and where it's all pointed right now. There's a secondary chance that there was other hanky-panky going on, other weirdness going on with other people, so they didn't want an investigation when he had a heart attack, and that it was natural. That's a very small probability. And then there's another probability that, he was exercising himself in the bed. We'll just leave it at that. And, obviously at his age, 79, taking something to stimulate that they warn you at that age, don't take Cialis or Viagra, and let you have a heart attack and die. In some cases. And that's the investigation for the FBI and everybody else, which I know you guys already know about all this, but that's what's going on. And are you going to let a Supreme Court justice die inside an Illuminati compound with a black op commander running the whole thing that hangs out with Obama at a key point? I mean, with no autopsy and the pillow on the face and all the rest of it, and all the story changing dozens of times now. And again, there is an investigation. You heard it from Larry Nichols. That's why this is all coming out, because they want to put it out how they're going to put it out first to control it and spin it. We come back, even bigger news, and I'm going to do the next half hour on this and bring it back into the Illuminati, because you need to know what really governs you and what is trying to get full control. New York Times columnist jokes about assassinating a New York Times columnist jokes about assassination attempt ending Trump's campaign. He says, good news, guys. I've figured out how the Trump campaign ends. And this wouldn't have been done by Ross Douthat if he hadn't been authorized. You can bet your bottom biscuits. So we're going to break that down coming up. If you want Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, it's a two-film CD and The Order of Death. Alice Jones has blown Bohemian Grove wide open. John Sargent, World of Wonder, Channel 4, UK. You can get the two films, the one I made 16 years ago, right after I came out. I made it about a month so they wouldn't kill me. I mean, we had break-ins, death threats, robberies, they came after us for this. They got real mad. And then about 5-6 years later, I did an update The Order of Death, it's an even more powerful film. Our entire society is ruled and controlled by deep occultists, director Alex Jones. You might want to get this at InfoWarsStore.com. But no one has an excuse. Watch The Order of Death. Watch Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free on YouTube and other platforms right now. But this is something everybody should have in their collection. It has a five-star review. Perfect five stars. Perfect. It's the only product we have. It's a perfect five-star for the trolls that don't give it bad reviews. Whatever. It doesn't even look real when we're at 5.0, so it's good the trolls go and do their fraudulent reviews and drive stuff down to 4.8 and stuff. It's more believable. Anyways, I'm not being arrogant. I'm just risking my life here, so I'm going up against these people hardcore. Also, we got a bunch of specials running right now on InfoWarsLife.com, and you're funding this whole operation. Winter Sun is the best vitamin D combo, D3 combo we can produce. It's organic, 15% off. That's what you need when you're not getting sun in the winter and spring and fall months. InfoWarsLife.com. All new InfoWars Life joint formula is now here. Comparable brand with all these compounds together would cost $40, $50, $60, or $70. It's $29.95. BrainForce is back in, 10% off when you sign up for any of the products for AutoShip. And we also have Liver Shield back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. And you are funding the vicious, flaming spear of truth that will go right through the dragon's heart. And I'm ready to do it.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com. I'm sorry.
was literally just out there writing an article with Kit Daniels, working with him on it. And Kit's a smart guy. Paul Watson's a smart guy. So if they don't completely understand what I'm saying, I just did a voice memo for them so they can transcribe it. I'm going to do that again and then get into Trump. This is the short, condensed Reader's Digest version of the Illuminati, which you can even find in Encyclopedia Britannica. There was a major Renaissance world movement taking place in Europe and the colonies. After 200-plus years of the building Renaissance that was unseating the Catholic Church and its monopolies as well as royalty across Europe, as well as England and Scotland. A Jesuit by training, Professor Adam Weishaupt at Ingolstadt University, then developed his own counter-populist movement that was not meant to overthrow the monarchies or overthrow the church, but to actually overthrow the Renaissance in the name of overthrowing the royalty and the church, to then establish a total world dictatorship that was Luciferian in nature. George Washington, in his famous letters against the Illuminati, points all of this out and says that the French Revolution is super bad news and is meant to create total tyranny and that needs to be resisted. So, simply put, it is a false political populist movement designed to basically say all the right things, come in and take over the Renaissance, take over civilization and society, and establish tyranny. When the police raided the Illuminati after one of their letter carriers was struck by lightning and they found whole dossiers going to France and other countries and Italy on how to run these operations, the Illuminati was broken up in Germany for a time. It moved in 1832 to Yale with the Russell Trust giving it millions of dollars to establish the organization at Yale and to try to take the United States over. Skull and Bones was founded. Skull and Bones took over a popular hunting lodge north of San Francisco that Mark Twain was a part of. They kicked them out close to 1900. And Howard Taft and others that were members of Skull and Bones went to Bohemian Grove and set it up as a party palace to induct other powerful men and robber barons and royalty to get them to join their death cult. It has since set up satellite organizations across the United States, and they now admit in the Washington Post that it was a satellite organization set up in the 60s, reviving a particular order, a hunting order that was a front then as well, with Scalia as an officer in it, and established a Bohemian Grove satellite in Texas. And as we've told you, there are other satellites around the country. So that's what this is. That's what's happening. And when we say secret society, it means a private intelligence network. They have their own courts, their own trials, their own systems. They copy the Masons, but they are not the Masons. They have taken the Masons over in many areas because it's compartmentalized, and the porch Masons or the profane Masons don't know they're being given a different teaching than one of the more ancient Solomon-based or Egyptian-based Masonic systems. But the real system that modified this and created the Renaissance would be the ancient Christian order. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.